Mikvayis Perik Beis Mishnah Hey Zech Nishmas Shraga Fibel Ben Mechol Tzvi Mikvah Sheyesh Bo Shalosh Gumos Shel Mayim Sheuvim Shel Log Log. A mikvah has slanting walls in which there are three hollows, three cavities, one above the other. So instead of it being smooth walls leading down, it's kind of like steps with the sort of hollow so that water can gather in each of the three levels. And they're one above the other. Each cavity contains one log of Mayim She'uvim. So somehow or other, somebody dumped Mayim She'uvim into each of the three levels. And we have the bottom part of the mikvah, which is the 40 saw. Im yadua shanafal esocho arbo'im sa'in mayim ksherim. If we know for certain that 40 sa'ah of kosher mikvah water, not mayim she'uvim, had fallen into the hollow, the large area, the vat part of the mikvah, before ad shelo hiyu laguma hashlishis, before reaching the third level, the third cavity that has one log of drawn water in it, then kosher. Because if the water pours in, and we mentioned earlier in Mishnah that the Chacham in Paskin, that only three log of water before the 40 saw comes in would invalidate a mikvah. It's either three log before the mikvah water or three log after the mikvah water is in if it's less than 40. So if we have 40 saw of water falls into the mikvah somehow, naturally speaking, maybe a giant snowbank melted in global warming, and when it pours in, it covers up the first hollow cavity on the bottom and then the second hollow cavity on the middle level. If there's 40 saw before it reaches the third, then that's only two log of water before the 40 saw. So that doesn't invalidate the mikvah. If, on the other hand, we don't know that for sure, and it's vim lav, it's possible that when the 40 saw came in and it filled all the way up to the third level immediately, and then there's three log of mayim she'uvim that preceded the mikvah water, then it is possible out of doubt. Because we have no way to prove that 40 saw of kosher mikvah water was in there before the three log was combined and united by the mikvah water raising the water level. And that would be a problem. Rabbi Shimon machshir, mimdeshu kemikvah samuch lemikvah. Rabbi Shimon, on the other hand, says the mikvah is kosher in either case. Because it's like the case of an invalid mikvah of Mayim She'uvim next to a mikvah that is less than 40 saw. Even though the two water surfaces contact each other, the Mayim She'uvim doesn't invalidate the valid mikvah. So it's the equivalent of having two completely equal in size mikvahs next to each other and a pipe or something in between them so that the Mayim She'uvim and the mikvah water come into contact. That does not invalidate the valid mikvah, even if the valid mikvah had less than 40 saw in this situation. The Tanakhama doesn't disagree with that concept, but he does disagree that the case of the three hollows, as the Hardy Boys would call it, is equivalent to having two mikvahs next to each other. He argues instead that the cavities are not distinct. From the water of the mikvah. The cavities are part of the wall, and so the water mixes with the mikvah water. It's not like two mikvahs, it's like one mikvah with a bunch of little nooks and crannies. Mishnah above, HaMenasek es hatit latzadadim. If a mikvah has mud on the bottom, tit as they call it, and somebody scrapes up the mud from the bottom of a mikvah that had less than 40 saw and piles it to the sides of the mikvah, and umashku imenu shlosha lugim, and three lug of water drained from the mud down into the mikvah. So is this considered mayim she'uvim or not, if the mud squeezes water into the mikvah? It is kind of a gross mikvah, but this is the way things were in the old days, before we had tile and chlorine. So we say kosher, the mikvah is kosher. Since he didn't detach the mud, but scraped it to the sides, then the water that was squeezed out of it was water that was already in the mikvah, and it's not mayim she'uvim. On the other hand, hayatolesh, if he scraped the mud from the bottom of the mikvah, took it out of the water with his hands or with some kind of trowel with a keli, and heaped it on the edge of the mikvah, umashku imenu shlosha lugim, and then three lug of water drained from the mud, then pasul. Then it's pasul because by detaching the mud and taking it out of the water, he has caused it to then have the water that was pulled out to become Mayim She'uvim. As we've seen in earlier Mishnah, it's this kind of concept. Rabbi Shimon Machshir. Rabbi Shimon once again says it's still a kosher mikvah. Because of Neshalom Eskaben Lisho. He didn't have in mind to draw water out of the mikvah. He just wanted to remove the mud from the mikvah. So, as far as we are concerned, it's the wrong kavanah. It's kavanah to get rid of mud, not kavanah to make mayim she'uvim. But the Tanakama, which is who we paskin like, holds that by taking the mud out, that is considered like having kavanah to take the water out, and that turns it into mayim she'uvim.